Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zach Gore met with the media during Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Zach, you got Malachi, Mike Green, a lot of young guys. Mm-hmm. How do you think they have kind of developed and worked so far?
I'm excited about the young group that we brought in, man. I think that Eric and his staff did a great job of identifying talent. And I think most importantly, Ravens, man, like guys that really love football, love to grind, love to compete, man. So I'm excited about the young guys, man. We're throwing a lot at them right now. They're picking it up well. They're learning from their mistakes. I just appreciate the way that they're coming into work. So we're fired up about them. And, you know, they got a long ways to go, but I like where we're at right now with them.
I know Kyle's not here this week, but what's kind of the vision of what Kyle and Malachi can do in the secondary?
I think that could change week by week, man. But I think the vision ultimately is be ball hawks and be ball control back there, man. Great communicators, great leaders. Get us in and out of the right calls. Nothing over our heads, and then make plays back there. I think last week when K-Ham was here with Malachi, it was great to see those guys kind of start building that chemistry. And I already seen the impact that K-Ham has had on Malachi with his communication, his knowledge, and just his football savvy. And so Malachi's picking that up. I got a great vision for those guys. I think they're going to help us out and play great football for us.
Zach, what's it been like working with Chuck Pagano, and how valuable is it to add someone, not just a former DC, but a former NFL head coach?
It's been great. I mean, I'm glad that he's here. I mean, I don't know how old he is. I won't put his age out there, but, I mean, he has great energy. I mean, his energy is great, and obviously, like you said, his football knowledge, man, is just so valuable to me personally, and then just to us as a team and as a defense. I mean, he's led great defenses here as a coordinator. He was a great position coach throughout his whole career, great head coach as well. So he's seen a lot, been around a lot, and, you know, he's a DB expert. So he's going to be great for our guys. He's already been great for us as players and coaches and as an organization. So I'm fired up about him. Yeah, I thought Nate did a great job going to work this offseason, man, putting weight on, man. That's a testament to him and the strength coaches coming up with a great plan. And obviously, he followed it. The weight is real, you know, so that's good to see. But what I see him focusing on now, man, he's more locked in on his fundamentals and technique on a more consistent basis. Like last year, I felt like he got to that point towards the middle end of the season. But last year, he was just running with like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to figure out what to do. Now he understands the system. He understands the defense. He's been in the league 4 years. He understands formations from offenses. So now he can really just hone in on his technique, man. And that guy right there, he take his technique to another level on a consistent basis. The sky's the limit for him.
Zach, you get most of the outside linebacker who attack, plus Mike Green. Mm-hmm. I know it's early, but when you look at him, what have you seen, and sort of what does that do in terms of versatility, in terms of what you guys can do pass rush wise?
Yeah, man, I see a guy who comes out here and works, but from a physical standpoint, I mean, his get off is real, and he understands the level of the quarterback, man. So I think he's going to be a real valuable piece for us. He's strong. He's explosive. He can rush on the outside and he can rush on the inside. So one thing we always say, you can never have enough rushers, man. And he's going to add to that room, and it's going to be a great valuable piece for us. But I'm happy with Mike. I think that he's doing a good job with what he can do right now, given the restrictions with the pads and everything. But I think training camp and preseason, you guys will really start to see, you know, what abilities he really has.
High on, even though he had some struggles last year. What are you kind of seeing from him in these days at OTS?
He's a lot more confident, man. This is the most confident that I've seen Trent, man. And he's a lot more relaxed before the play. I hear him talking. This is the most I've heard him communicate on the field. So I'm excited, man. We're excited about him. I think Tooch has done a great job. Tyler Santucci, our linebacker, has done a great job with him thus far. And he's done a great job out here, man. So he's actually turning into one of our most vocal guys. So the only way we say you can be confident in speaking is if you're confident in knowing what you're doing. So obviously he's confident in what he's doing, and he's doing a heck of a job. So I'm excited to see him to continue to trend upwards for us. Say it again, my bad. Man, shoot, Teddy plays like a Raven. You know, his college film, he flies around and he seeks contact. He can play in space. and he's a smart player. I mean, you talk about a guy who came from a smaller school, dominated that, they made a one-year jump, got there kind of like during the middle of the summer, and dominated in the ACC at a big school. So I'm excited about Teddy. We throwing a lot of his plays. He's playing both positions for us, Mike, Will, and Dime, and he's done a good job going out there so far.
Hey, Zachary, see Jalen Armour Davis floating all over your defense, even a little bit at safety. What what goes into that decision? What goes into sitting down with a guy and saying, give this a work?
Yeah, I think, man, since I've been here way back in 2014, it's always been preached, you want to get your best 11 guys on the field. So in the secondary, most of the time, you're going to have at least five DBs on the field, sometimes six, maybe seven. So you want to get your best 11. But especially with the top five DBs, you want to play with the best five. You don't want to limit yourself or a player just because, well, he's only a corner. So even though he might be better than a safety, we can't play him because he's only a corner. So we force our guys to kind of learn everything. And then we start throwing them out there to see if they can pick it up and execute at a high level. So Jalen, he might be the smartest DB in the room because he knows all the positions and can play all the positions. But he's just one of the guys we're starting to do that with, and you'll start seeing more guys do that as we get going. Yeah, man. He's another guy who came back, and he's always been in real good physical shape, man. But you can see he took it to another level. Like he's 20 pounds of muscle. I don't know how he did it, but I'm glad he did. But he's still fast. Still got that fast, that twitchiness, and that explosiveness. So, you know, this is a big year for Dafe. Like, we don't shy away from it. We all know what it is. It's a contract year for him. We know his individual goals. We know he wants to get accomplished. We know his team goals. He wants to be a centerpiece to help us, you know, reach the Super Bowl. So he's took that approach. I think it's going to do wonders for his game because tackles are already scared of his speed. And he has ability to power. But I think with 20 extra pounds, that's going to make his power even better. So I'm excited for Dafe, man. And I think he approached his situation the right way. In a contract year, and he's been here. He's been here even in phase one and phase two, and he's out here practicing, working his butt off. And he continues that mindset and keep putting the work he's putting in. It's going to pay off for him. Man, he made a lot of plays, man. I mean, this dude, he's kind of been on our radar for a while just because Georgia, obviously, they've been a great football team, so they had a lot of guys come out over the years. And I remember watching, you know, DBs that came out specifically in last year's class, 2024 class, and I'm like, man, who's 24? I'm asking the scouts and everything. They're like, he's not coming out till next year. I was like, oh, he's a true sophomore. But I think the thing that really impressed me about him this year was Georgia had a lot of young guys in the secondary. He's one of the older guys there as a true junior. So basically by week or by game plan, he played all around the secondary, and he still was their best player back there. So that was real intriguing to us, that we like to be versatile with our guys. We don't like locking our guys in one position. We don't like locking ourselves in one position depending on, you know, who we're playing that week. So if you got a guy in the secondary who can play safety, corner, nickel, dime, and play it all at a high level, it's real valuable. So I think that's what really stood out to me about him this year.
Two more for Zach. Mm-hmm.
Defense didn't start off the way you wanted to, but by the end of the season, I mean, statistically, you're one of the best, you know, as finishing best team. What did you learn maybe the most throughout last season?
I just learned that it's a week-to-week league, man. I mean, I knew it, but you got a chance to see it. It's week-to-week, and you got to go out there and do it. No matter who you got back there, the names don't mean nothing. Our names on our jersey, we take pride in that, but the team coming in trying to whoop our butt, man, and the players, we got real accomplished players and coaches. The team that's coming in, that's playing us, don't care about that. So you can't rest on what you've done in the past, man. You got to show up as a team, as a coach, as a player every single week and get your respect. And I think that when we finally fully embraced that, our game went to another level. And the only way you can do that is out here on this practice field. You know, it's not just going to happen on game day. So, you know, that's why I probably learned is just continue to preach that message, continue to stay on top of that all the time, man. Like, we talked about it today. So we're going to be a little anal about it, and that's good. If you love football, you want to be challenged. You want to be coached. You want to get pushed. So if that's the type of, you know, player and coach you are, you're going to thrive here. If not, then, you know, it's probably not going to be the place for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Called Chuck Pagano at DB
expert. Was there anything when he first got here that he said that he liked the way you guys improved last year? Just any notes that he came in with about last year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, man. I mean, the biggest thing that he just jumped off the tape to him, just watch him, was, you know, just the communication back there. And some of that, like I said, it was on me as well, you know, tightening the menu up. But just the communication. And then he said, once we got that fixed, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, we a talented group back there. And then other thing that stood out to him was technique. You know, we got to get better with our technique in the back end, man. It's like we make real good plays, but we give up plays we shouldn't give up because either our eye's not right, our leverage is not right, or our body position is not right. So those are just little nuances he picked up. And I think it was impressive is a lot of guys went up to him. He might not even know I know this, but a lot of guys went up to him and asked him one-on-one what they could work on. And he had an answer for every single one of those guys, a deep, detailed summary. So, like I said, man, it's great to have him here in the building. And like I said, he don't be fooled by his age. You guys are going to talk to him here in a second. This dude got real juice and energy and knowledge, man. So I'm fired up about him and all the coaches that we brought in.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate y'all.